Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Shamil, customer service, giving you a call back. How may I assist you?
Yes, you charged my account $59.89 that I did not authorize.
I'll be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment, all right? Okay, one moment. Your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Bruce Hokanson, 541 Woods Drive, Centerton, Arkansas, 72719.
Thank you for that information. One brief moment. One moment. And reviewing the account shows that there was a survey that was taken for the Dyson vacuum. Do you not recall taking that survey?
No.
Okay.
What is this for, anyway?
So whomever took the survey automatically came along with a subscription, which is ByteHub. The survey was taken back in May because one of your household possibly took the survey for the Dyson vacuum.
Well, I have no interest in that, and I want you to refund my money right away.
So we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. Or provided to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. Just bear with me just one brief moment while I connect you over to the fraud department, all right?
All right.
All right. One moment. Okay, I'm almost finished. One moment.
What is this survey thing you're talking about?
It was a survey expressing whomever took the survey won a Dyson vacuum, had to pay like a minimum shipping of $2, but terms conditions also express that the survey comes along with a subscription. So whomever took the survey could have been with a Costco's, Facebook, or Walmart survey, or even an Amazon survey that the purchase, not the purchase, but the survey was, you know, taken on. It was an independent survey as well. So once again, it was taken back in May, the beginning of May, to be exact. And whomever took it was trying to win the Dyson vacuum.
Well, why am I getting charged $59 if I did a survey?
I'm sorry?
Why am I getting charged $59 if...
As I just expressed, it automatically came along with a subscription.
Well, I didn't want any kind of a subscription.
Right, but did you take the survey?
I don't remember signing up for a prescription.
But were you taking a survey for a Dyson vacuum?
That could have been, yes.
Okay, so I understand that you weren't trying to take a survey for a subscription, But as I was expressing, it automatically came along with that survey. So that's the reason why it, you know, went along with that.
Well, apparently I did not see that I was going to get charged $59 for participating in a survey. If I had known that, I never would have done the survey in the first place. Now, either you go ahead and credit me the $59, or I'm going to go ahead and call the bank right now, and we'll get it taken care of.
No problem, but we are able to do you that 35% refund for your May charge.
No 35%. I want 100%.
Well, we've already sent you out the email, sir. I can most definitely fully refund your June charge since it is a recent charge. But that May charge will be a 35% refund, which will fall back within the next 3 to 5 business days.
No, you're not.
Refund.
No, you're not. Either I get 100% or I call the bank.
I just expressed that to you, sir. You are getting a full refund for your June charge.
Well, then what's the 35%?
For your May charge, sir.
I don't. Lady,
my name is
Amanda, I don't want to get charged. Now, either you refund it or I'm going to call the bank.
We are able to do you that 35% refund for your May charge. We've already sent you the email regarding the recipe, sir. So that June charge will be fully refunded, and there also still will be another refund. I have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
God. What a scam you guys run.
Would you like that cancellation number?
What's the number? What's the number?
It's going to be C like Charlie.
Huh?
C like Charlie.
As I can't understand you.
C like Charlie.
Like Charlie. Got it.
920. 810. 542.
Okay, so I'm going to get a full refund on this. Is that what you're telling me?
Right.
Okay, and there'll be no further charges? No
That's
future
correct.
Charges? Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer service.